From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Hospitals are putting pressure on state lawmakers to reach a deal to avoid a $500 million cut to hospitals to balance the state budget. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berglund has more.
The cuts were meant to prevent a hospital fee from counting against a revenue cap under the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. But the Colorado Hospital Association says those cuts mean about a dozen rural hospitals are in danger of closing. And that has both parties working on an expansive deal to try to avoid the cuts while still preserving money for other parts of the state budget.
It's always those final sticking points that tend to undo deals.
Heidi Baskfield is the head of advocacy for Children's Hospital Colorado. In this case, Democrats are concerned about a Republican plan in the bill to increase co-pays for poor patients on Medicaid.
People need to come out of ideological positions. If you don't negotiate around things even like co-pays, you're really putting the entire system in jeopardy.
Senate Bill 267 would restore the hospital funding and move the hospital fees into an enterprise outside of the state budget. It would also sell certain state buildings and lease them back, using that money for transportation. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berglund at the state capitol.
Residents of Colorado Springs and El Paso County may see smoke, fire, and emergency vehicles tomorrow as the city's airport and Office of Emergency Management conduct exercises. The Federal Aviation Administration requires the full-scale emergency training every 3 years. More than 700 people from 32 agencies in the Pikes Peak region are participating. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.